This is a good day to talk about painting. You could just kind of sit back with your cup of coffee and take notes. Or I guess they don't take notes anymore, do they, buddy? You do the iPod thing.
Oh, podcasting. Like, you mean re-listening to it?
Yeah. So you don't have to have a printed notebook of notes.
No, unless you just like it. We try and do it all for you, but if you'd like to take your own, go for it.
I did have a woman come up to me at Tucson last week, and she had every article we'd ever printed in the Tucson newspaper. We print a question and answer on Sundays. And she had it sorted by trades. So it was like her little... I said, you know, all that's on the website. But she was carrying this three-ring binder. Had to weigh 20 pounds. We're here this morning with the Arizona Paint Company owner, Mr. Joe Campbell, and paint foreman, Mr. Joe Bucco, talking about painting. And I'd like to... We've kind of come around and talked a little bit overview of your perspective on paint material. Let's start talking about prep. Because I think we all know... The paint job isn't any better than the prep.
That's right. That's exactly correct.
But it sure is a pain
to do. It's a pain. It can be a pain, especially when you have to peel off all that elastomeric 20 years ago.
Yeah, especially when you have to peel that off. Yeah. But generally speaking, what are you looking at? I mean, y'all are now offering a 10-year warranty. What kind? Do you have to go right back down to the base raw material and get back that far for the kind of bond you need?
No, we just need to make sure we have a clean, solid substrate, which is the surface we're going to paint to. So we have to start off with a pressure wash. Pressure wash it really well. We recommend at least 3,000 PSI to clean off any dirt or dust or anything like that. So that's probably one of the most important steps.
Now, folks, when you talk about 3,000 PSI pressure wash your stucco wall, we're not talking about holding the nozzle 3 inches away from the wall.
No.
If you're taking stucco off, you're a little too close.
Yeah, you have to have a certain size tip for your sprayer, and then you use that pressure washer probably about 12 inches away, and it will clean off all that dust and dirt.
And we're not only trying to get the foreign matter off the surface, the dust and dirt that's holding down and all the skip trowel, little notches and niches and ledges and stuff, but what else are we trying to take off?
We're trying to take off any loose paint. We're trying to take off any chalking, which is paint breaking down, and that's one of the hardest things that needs to come off.
And I tell people, take an opposite colored cloth of the color of your house. If you've got a whiter beige or neutral tone, take a dark red shop rag that you buy at O'Reilly Auto Parts and rub the stucco wall and see if you're getting a paint residue chalk on the... That's a key indication you may have waited a little bit too long.
That's one of the most important indications you need to check for, and that'll tell you whether you need to paint your house or not. And if it's very chalky, like rubbing your hand down a chalkboard, it's definitely time to paint your house.
And if you paint over that, you're literally applying paint over billions of ball bearings.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And a pressure washer, when it's that bad, won't even clean that off, even if we do it 3 or 4 times. So we've found a new primer that we've been using. It's called Sealcrete. Sealcrete.
Okay.
Yep. And you can buy it at any of your local paint stores or your Home Depot or Lowe's. And it bonds. It turns that dust back solid again. So it gives us something to a solid surface to put the finish coat on.
Who's the manufacturer of that? Is it one of the major paint manufacturers, or is this a standalone product?
It's a standalone product, I believe, yes.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's a spray apply or a roll apply, either?
Either, yes.
Okay.
It's really thin. It has the consistency of water, but once it goes
working,
on...
I hate working with that. It's so
difficult.
Hard to control.
It's like working with a stain.
Yeah.
But once you get it on, it dries very fast.
Okay.
10 to 15 minutes, and it'll make that surface... hard again.
That takes some experience, though, because try rolling water on with a 1-inch nap water roller. I mean, it just goes everywhere.
It just falls right onto the ground. I said, oh my gosh.
It gets everywhere. So this is Seal?
Sealcrete,
yep. Crete. That's the name brand.
Okay.
It's called Sealcrete Original.
We power wash, we dry, then we Sealcrete.
Let it dry.
And that dry cure period is you'll do that the next day?
Well, actually, sometimes, no. As long as, like, you know, the summertime's not, if it's a warmer weather, a client, you know, it's warm, it'll dry, like, maybe in an hour or two.
Oh, okay.
And you can put your hand on it, and it's dry, and that CeelCrete is part of that surface. And you can actually start painting. But sometimes we have enough to do. We'll, the next day we'll start painting.
Okay.
S-E-A-L-K-R-E-T-E?
C-R-E-T-E.
C-R-E-T-E. Yeah, it's a Rust-Oleum product.
There you go. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. So one, now once we start painting, and that goes on, it's thin, so it's going to be tricky, especially as it relates around. What happens when it bleeds over and gets on an aluminum window frame or a stained front door? Is it...
Well, we want to make sure everything's masked off first.
And I'm not talking about when you guys do that. I'm talking about when somebody's trying to do it themselves.
Well, it dries clear. You probably won't see it. But if you're going to CeelCrete that moment and you get something on it, take a watered rag, you know, a damp rag, and just wipe it off.
Okay.
It'll go away.
All right. So we've power washed. We've cleaned the surface. We've CeelCreted it, which is a product y'all have become big fans of. And
yes.
Now we're going to start painting, but we're going to have to wait and start painting until after the break. So right now, put your brushes down, wrap them in saran wrap so they don't get all full of little balled up boogers. and we'll come back and start painting here right after this short break, right here with the Arizona Paint Company at Rosie on the House.